Matthew 26, we'll read this morning, verses 1 through 35 of Matthew chapter 26. My beloved, let's hear now the Word of God, because it is the Word of God. Give your attention to it, like you would give no other, for He is God. When Jesus had finished all these words, He said to His disciples, "You know that after 2 days the Passover is coming and the Son of Man is to be handed over to crucifixion. Then the chief priests and the elders of the people were gathered together in the court of the high priest named Caiaphas. And they plotted together to seize Jesus by stealth and kill Him. But they were saying, not during the festival, otherwise a riot might occur among the people. Now when Jesus was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper, a woman came to Him with an alabaster vial and a very costly perfume. She poured it on His head as He reclined at the table. But the disciples were indignant when they saw this and said, why this waste? For this perfume might have been sold for a high price and the money given to the poor. But Jesus, aware of this, said to them, why do you bother the woman? For she has done a good deed to me. For you will always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. For when she poured this perfume on my body, she did it to prepare me for burial. Truly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her." And one of the 12, named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief priests and said, "What are you willing to give me to betray Him to you?" And they weighed out 30 pieces of silver to him. From then on he began looking for a good opportunity to betray Jesus. On the first day of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And He said, "Go into the city to a certain man and say to him, 'The teacher says, my time is near. I am to keep the Passover at your house with my disciples.'" The disciples did as Jesus had directed them, and they prepared the Passover. Now when evening came, Jesus was reclining at the table with the 12 disciples. As they were eating, He said, "Truly I say to you that one of you will betray me." Being deeply grieved, they each one began to say to Him, "Surely not I, Lord." And He answered, "He who dipped his hand with me in the bowl is the one who will betray me. The Son of Man is to go just as it is written of Him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been good for that man if he had not been born." And Judas, who was betraying Him, said, "Surely it is not I, Rabbi." Jesus said to him, "You have said it yourself." While they were eating, Jesus took some bread, and after a blessing, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And when He had taken a cup and given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for forgiveness of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go ahead of you to Galilee." But Peter said to Him, "Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away." Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you that this very night, before a rooster crows, you will deny me 3 times. Peter said to Him, "Even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you." All the disciples said the same thing too. And that is God's Word. We come in this chapter and the following ones to the account of the death and sufferings of Jesus Christ. We come to the climax, to what is the climax in all of redemptive history, which is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If we remember the book of Daniel, the 70 weeks determined and told of by him come to be accomplished here. Transgression must be dealt with. Reconciliation must be made, and everlasting righteousness brought in by the cutting off of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. The context is set first. There's a plot among the Jewish chief priests and the elders to seize and kill Jesus, but it had to be after the festival. It's speaking of the Passover. And we'll talk about that festival as we consider the fourth commandment today. But it had to be after the festival. Verses 6 through 13, Jesus is anointed with oil. He's anointed with oil that costs a year's wages. We know this from other Gospels. Think of the price of that. Something that you would work for an entire year, then spend it on this and use it on Christ being anointed as king. He is here showing he is the Christ, and his anointing for his, as he says, his death and burial. And Mary will be remembered as she is with us this morning for the one act of costly service to our Lord. It's talking about here in this passage, Mary. We remember her this morning and her memory, just as Jesus promised. And then we see Judas's deal that he makes with the chief priests for money, this 30 pieces of silver, to betray Jesus and give him over to them. And Christ, in accord with the ceremonial law, keeping the Passover, the festival, according as it was commanded all the way back in the book of Exodus, in which he immediately transitions from it to the Lord's Supper to show that there's a close connection between the Passover, the covenant sign during that time, and then now a new covenant sign, the Lord's Supper. The one taking the place of the other. And the supper showing the death of Christ, breaking bread to, as we'll see in a few moments in the discussion of the Sabbath, to know Christ. The Lord's Supper, partaken in, to know Christ. And so the separation of the body from the blood, the bread separated from the cup to show forth his death. And then in preparation for what was about to happen in Jesus being betrayed and taken and beaten and crucified, Jesus warns them in verse 31. He says, "You will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered." And even Peter himself, who earnestly denies that he will deny Christ, denies him that very night, three times. The other disciples had, in the time of the garden, and then when Jesus is taken, they scatter. And we see that, and we've seen that before in John's Gospel when we covered that Gospel. And so what he says, of course, comes true because he is God and he is faithful to his promises. And beloved, in everything, in every word, there are words here that Peter, the disciples, hear that they don't believe the word of Jesus Christ. But in everything, in every word, we must trust the Lord Jesus and what he says. The Scriptures, though they will communicate truths and promises that seem to be far-fetched, even impossible, those things will come about. I think of, through his death, the impossibility of us being fully righteous, experiencing no more sin, no more pain, such truths like that, though far-fetched and impossible, will come about. And we must trust the word of the Lord. And so we must trust the word as we hear it this day by His Holy Spirit, He who gives life forever. And only life is found in Him. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for Your Son. We're thankful for the gospel. And in particularly the life and the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Father, as we prepare to partake in the Lord's Supper next Lord's Day, we ask that You would be preparing our hearts this week and even this week as we consider in parts the death of Christ and the resurrection of Christ, which we celebrate on this, the Sabbath day. And Lord, we ask that You would cause us in the supper as we contemplate it, that we would know Christ, and maybe particularly to know Christ more than we do today. And may that be true of every day that we live, that we would know Him more and more. And His, as He has revealed Himself through the Word of God. And Father, we ask that You would be glorified in all things. That You would be praised. We think of what happens here in the far-fetched ideas, and even the disciples believing that they would never betray Jesus. And yet, Father, we know that Your Word through Your Son, that comes to us through Your Son and by Your Spirit, we know that Your Word is always true and always faithful. You're always faithful to keep Your covenant promises. Even here, we have this anointing of Jesus for His burial. We are reminded of the covenant You made with David about the forever king. All those kings, especially David, we think of who were anointed with oil. And we remember the covenant promises there that we'll have a king who is sovereign over all, throughout all time and forever. Now You and Your providence are working about exactly according to Your will. Everything good for us and every good thing for Your glory. And Father, in our view, even all bad things for Your glory and our good. And Father, we thank You for Your faithfulness to Your promises. Your covenant promises. Remember the covenant with Abraham, and remember that we are the ones who receive the promises of that covenant. If we believe, if we have that faith, as Abraham believed and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And so, Father, may it be that all here would believe, even our children, Father. That You would bring them unto Yourself, that they would be reckoned as righteous in Your sight. And we would have the mediator and the interceder who pleads for us and even communicates to us the blessings of the covenant of grace. And so, Father, we come this day exalting Your name, all the wonderful things we hear about You and all Your works. One of those, or a few of those works we see in this passage we have read. Instituting the Lord's Supper. And promising us great things. And so, Father, make us to know You more. To know Your grace and Your mercy and Your truth and Your faithfulness more. Every day. We even see Your mercies are new every morning. May it be true every day of our lives. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.